After watching the tape, we did a lot of good things in the ball game. I thought offensively, we were physical. We executed a lot of times very, very well. Defensively, I think that we did a good job in covering. I thought one of the emphasis that we had all week in practice was that we quit letting one guy try to make the tackle, and we try to get off of blocks and go make plays. And on special teams, we had a couple nice long returns. The unfortunate part was we didn't do enough things in the critical areas of the ball game to win. We didn't handle the fourth quarter well, and as I'm trying to teach this team that when you play good, you still have to win the fourth quarter, the critical parts. And I talked to him today about, you know, the Tampa Bay game, how we came back and was able to kick the field goal and win in overtime. The Buffalo game, fourth and 20 that we gave up to lose the ball game. When the Jets came back and we were able to win the game in overtime. So there's so many of these games in the NFL that come down to this kind of crunch time, and we didn't do enough to win. But we're going to keep going forward. We're going to keep pounding the message. My mentality has not changed. My mindset has not changed. As I told the team, we're going to stick with it, keep working on getting better, because we've got something to build for the future. Questions?
Does that fourth quarter stuff just come with more experience for some of these younger guys?
Well, a lot of it is, and we go through these, a lot of these scenarios, and some of them you quite honestly don't get. But I think that I'll just go through the drive a little bit. We didn't get out of bounds. Okay. Well, we talked to the guys about if you don't think you can get out of bounds, get as much as you can and get down. Well, he got down, but he should have got the first down before he did. The communicator to the quarterback went out. We got to delay a game penalty. At the fourth and one, we should have tried to get. We don't need the first. I mean, we need the first down, but we need yards at that point in time. So we should have. We had a guy open down the field. We should have tried to get the ball down in there. And in the series before, we had a good return. We get a holding penalty. You know, those are the kind of things. And we played great without penalties all day long. But the good thing is that Teddy is getting a lot of these experiences. The on-the-job training that he's getting is, I really believe, will bode well for him in the future and for us as a organization and a team.
About the sequence on that final drive?
Well, honestly, it's never easy to go from the 30-yard line or whatever it was with 43 seconds left, no timeouts. It's not ever an easy thing. But we just didn't execute. The execution probably frustrated me the most on really several of the plays.
Success against teams that aren't in division, but how frustrated are you with the 0-5 in division record?
We want to win division games, but each game to me is a new game, a new thing. And I know people are going to be on my butt about that, not winning division games. But if we keep playing the way with the kind of grit and preparation and the things we do, we'll win division games.
Those lines, though, I mean, Green Bay beat you 42-10, and then it was 24-21. Detroit got you pretty good the first time. You played them much better yesterday. How important is that, the way you've improved against the top division teams, even though you haven't won? You know, how well does that bode for the future?
I think I'm learning this division better, but it doesn't, I'd rather learn with a win than that, but I don't know. I just, I mean, we've tried to improve each week and each time, and I don't know if, you know, that's what it is, but I don't know. I'm just learning more about personnel and how to play guys and, you know, things like that.
How'd you evaluate Xavier's day in pass coverage yesterday?
I thought he did well. He was not, you know, I think the best things about it is, excuse me, he accepted the challenge. He fought and competed. He wasn't alone all the time. I mean, he was alone several times, but and we helped him. But you know, like I said earlier, I feel like defensively we worked on a lot of things last week that I wasn't happy with, and it showed up. We practiced the way I expect us to practice, and sometimes you get in a routine throughout the season and you let certain things slide, and I just happened to notice it, and we picked that up. And it showed on Sunday. And I think that the defensive players say, you know, well, at least these guys have an idea how to go up against some big-time guys and try to, you know, cover them, not let them beat you and things like that. So, but I thought he did well.
The circumstances that led you to want to give Xavier that challenge right now, was it your history against Calvin or maybe the Chicago game and how your defense played?
No, it's a combination of things. It wasn't necessarily – I just felt like it was time to try it, and, you know, didn't really have anything to lose.
Mike, how did you feel that
– And he'd been playing well. You know, he'd been competing well and playing well and, you know, and doing the things. He's got some – It was a good size matchup. I mean, this guy's huge, but.
How did you feel that the players have responded to those different messages that you've sort of portrayed or throughout the season? You talked about, you know, what you wanted out of the defense this week, you know, after the last game. Do you feel like you've gotten results, you know, as quickly as maybe practical from some of those things?
I don't know. You'd have to ask the players that, but I'm gonna keep preaching the message whether they like it or not. To be honest with you, it's my job to try to get them to understand exactly what I want to get done, and hopefully they are. But if they're not, I'm gonna keep pounding it until they get it.
Can you kind of talk about Wentworth's improvement? Came in as an undrafted free agent, and then now got into the game on the first touchdown run.
Well, he only had two plays, but you know, he's come in and done a good job. He's a smart guy. He's got pretty good balance. Works hard in practice, and you know, I think that's a credit to our scouts that they go out and find these kind of guys, and these kind of guys get opportunities to play in the NFL every year. Every team, a bunch of undrafted free agents make it, and when you can continue to get guys like them and guys in the later rounds that you pick, it really helps your franchise a lot.
Overall, how'd you feel against a pretty stout Detroit D-line?
I thought they battled their rear ends off. I thought they competed. I thought they fought like crazy to give us the opportunity to get the ball in the right place. I know the run game totals weren't exactly what I wanted, but we did stay on the double teams pretty good. We knocked a couple guys off the line of scrimmage, and you know, when we went to the second level, a guy would fall off and make a play. So they did some good things. It probably as good as they played this year.
Sendejo did filling in, and also Exum. I think Exum maybe got like six defensive snaps. What did you see from those two?
I thought Sendejo did well. You know, he plays real hard. He's a smart guy. I thought he did well. And then Exum had some good plays in there as well. Only six, so it's a small sample size. But.
On the job training with Teddy Bridgewater with Castle's injury, Is there a plus or minus to the on-the-job training in comparison to, you know, sitting out and watching a veteran quarterback operate a full season before actually getting into a game?
Well, I really think you learn best from playing. I mean, that's what I believe, and I'm glad that he's playing. What I was nervous about at the beginning of the year was I know this guy's got a chance to be the guy for a long, long time here. And what I was nervous about at the beginning of the year was I didn't want to get him beat up. I didn't want to get him gun shy. I didn't want to get him a bunch of bad outings where he didn't have that confidence and that attitude that he was going to do the things he's doing. And I think the way that things we are doing offensively is allowing him to do that. We've been cutting down on the sacks. We've been cutting down on the turnovers. He had two yesterday. But I think in the long run, his playing and going through all these experiences and getting a chance to play against Green Bay and Chicago and Detroit will be a big factor for us in the future, because he's been through these things now. It's not new. And, you know, if he wasn't playing that fourth quarter, the things that happened in the ball game, you know, maybe next year we're in the same boat and he's learning from it then as opposed to learning from it now. And the one thing I do know about Teddy is he learns from a lot of the experiences he's had, and I expect him to continue to improve in those ways. So I'm really glad that he's playing. I'm glad that we're keeping him upright. You know, you can think back, and I know it's just my belief, you know, you think back on some of the quarterbacks that have had to play as rookies or been playing as rookies and got the heck beat out of them, you know, and they haven't made it. And so that was the most important thing to me to start this season, is that we take care of him, and when he's time.
Turner said last week about Kyle Rudolph, he didn't think that he would return until training camp next year to his previous form. How do you think Kyle's looking in terms of coming back from that surgery?
Well, I thought he looked better this week. This was the first week I saw him in practice that he looked closer to what he is. And I do agree with Norv that, you know, he may not be 100 totally percent, but I thought this week in practice and in the game as well, he looked more like himself from what I saw.
Where is the most progress yet to be made, and what most would you like to see out of these last two games?
Well, you know, the biggest progress I'd like to see is get some wins. And, you know, we're doing so many you know, and I know people probably just blow smoke up my behind, but I get calls and texts from people and coaches, and, you know, they say how, you know, what a good football team we look like, and the things we're doing are right, and the things that we're doing, and maybe they're just telling me to be nice. I don't think that, but we're doing so many good things that if we can get over the hump. Just get over the hump to win. I mean, we've got progress to be made everywhere. There's not one area that I would say we don't need to progress a lot. And so these next 2 weeks are so important for continuing the process of where we're trying to get to. And I just think it's really important. And I told the team today that I'm not backing down. I'm not backing off of anything. We're going to continue on. The message is going to be preached each week, just like it's the beginning of the season or the end of the season. It doesn't matter to me. That's just, I'm too much of a competitor, and hopefully the team is too much of a competitor to not fight each and every play, each and every day.
Where you wanted it to, but Matt Asiata seemed to be running with a lot of force and determination throughout the game. Did you see the same type of thing from your perspective?
I did. I thought Matt ran well. I thought, you know, even a couple of times when Teddy dumped the ball off to him, he went after the defensive backs and tried to pound them. You know, and so, you know, kind of when I talk about the mentality that I want to have as a football team, that's kind of part of it too. You know, when we get a chance to hit somebody, we want to hit them. And and I thought that he displayed a lot of that.
Kind of evaluate him. What's your assessment?
He's still learning. Where he's at, you know, the different intricacies of the offense and where to go and where to be and all that. So he's still learning. I mean, he's got talent and skill. And you just got to keep going.
Do you anticipate the four injured guys that sat out the other day? I mean, they have a chance, all of them, maybe to be back this week, or, you know?
I don't know. I really don't know. Even though we're not talking about injuries.
Okay.
Good? All right, thank you.